Man, I gotta book some gigs. I have nothing on my calendar, but I haven't really been like actively trying. I'm so spoiled over the last, you know, decade or so that people just contact me and I just do shows. Like, I don't ever really have to create a show. It's usually, you know, it's easier.
Well, I thought Marine Rob got you a show.
No.
Oh.
No.
Because he called in and said, hey, I got you a show.
Oh, I'm your mascot. Hey, Johnny, I got you a show in Lakeland at the VFW.
Yeah, I thought that was a for sure thing.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, how much are they going to pay me?
Well, you got to talk to them
about. You
got to
work that out. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I just know a room. You got to talk to them.
Yeah, no, he didn't give me anything. No, yeah.
That's too bad.
I'm your mascot.
No, you're not. Okay?
Check out my Facebook page.
No, not going to. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. So, Lily Adams. I didn't know her name, be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
I knew her as the AT&T girl.
That's what I think most people know her as, yeah.
But she has like girl next door type looks. But I think she's fun. Mm-hmm. Like, fun. Like, I've never seen her in any other acting gig. But I'm sure if she, like, slutted it up in a movie, she'd be, like, unbelievably hot.
So, what did you say her name was?
It's Lily Adams, right?
No, it's Milana Vantrop.
Oh, Lily Adams is her actual character.
Lily is the, yeah.
Might be.
Yeah.
Dude, what's her real name?
Milana Vantrop.
Oh.
V-A-Y-N-T-R-U-B.
Yeah.
Milana.
Oh, it's a hot name.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know the AT&T commercial. She's, oh my God, I'm looking at a picture of her. What? That's not her. Somebody posted. All right. Let me get back to the story. So, Barstool posted this yesterday. So, over the weekend, AT&T had to shut down the comments on their Instagram because people were just going
savages.
Crazy about how hot she is because she's. In her last couple of ads, she's been a little flirty. Like, it's like, you know, I guess that's the whole, you know, theme of the ad. She's kind of like a little flirty girl.
Mm-hmm.
Man, yeah, she's stupid hot. And the AT&T uniform doesn't really do her justice because some pictures came out. Like, a guy posted some other pictures. She's a 10, dude. She is just.
Very cute, yeah.
No. She ain't very cute. She's a knockout. Like, she's ridiculous. So, yeah, they had to shut down their comments because she's so damn hot. It got me thinking, who are some other, like, commercial gals or guys that are probably secretly super hot that nobody talks about?
I've already got one, and I'm sure I'm not the only one.
Are you going to say Flo from?
Yes.
No way.
Yes, dude.
Come on.
She is.
She was I think she was a groundling in L.A. before she got on that commercial.
She's hot, dude.
Yeah, she's like an improv actress.
Stephanie Courtney is her name.
She makes $500,000 a year.
Woo, and that's her only job.
As Flo, yeah.
Yep.
I mean, she does a good job.
That's a sweet gig if you can get it.
Yeah.
I think she's attractive.
She's not ugly, but she's not hot.
I mean, she's older now, but.
She's not hot. She's not ugly. I'll throw it at her.
Uh-oh. What? I just saw her without makeup, though.
Huh?
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Oh, geez.
Why'd you see her like that? What'd you do that for?
I don't know why I ruined it. I just ruined it for myself, though.
I want people to call in and tell me, like, their secret crush. Somebody that you wouldn't expect. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Because the AT&T girl is one of mine, man. Like,
oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, Lord, sure. Jesus, Lord, have mercy.
They really gave her a good rogering in the comment section, though.
They got a little over the top.
Inappropriate.
They really should have shut
Big
it down.
Big mommy milkers. Come on, guys.
Yeah, come on, man.
That's not cool.
Yeah, but that
one made me laugh really hard.
Yeah,
though.
I will say this though: the shirt she's wearing in the commercials doesn't do her justice.
No. But she was kind of complaining about, and I get it. You know, they're sexualizing her, and yeah. But she also put some videos up or photos online where she kind of portrays her assets.
She's wearing like
a
bustier.
Yeah, and it's like
her hair's all sexy. She's wearing sexy makeup.
Yes,
she's ridiculous hot. Like. Yeah. Man.
She's just Big Mommy Milkers now. Sorry.
Oh, man, come on.
I'm sorry. She did this to herself.
Look, you need to show a little respect there, Will. Did you see what the NHL guy got? He had to resign for?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
Yeah.
Because it's just true.
How do we still have jobs? I don't understand. How does anybody on the station have a job?
I did not call beautiful Melania Vantrob Big Mommy Milker.
No, somebody else did online.
Somebody did it online. I didn't do it. I just repeated it.
I get it. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hello.
Who is this?
It's Wyatt.
God damn it. What's up, Wyatt?
I'm just saying that because the summer's over, my parents gave me this phone so I can just contact people.
Oh, cool, man.
So I'm probably going to stop calling soon.
Why?
I just wanted to let you know.
Why is that?
They just wanted me to have it for the summer, but I'm probably going to get another one next summer.
Oh, man.
What the hell is wrong
it's
with your
okay.
parents? You get a phone for the summer?
Yeah.
And then they take it
away?
Do
your parents hate you? What?
No. I have two computers and an Xbox. I'm sorry. So I don't really think I need a phone.
Is this kid?
Yeah.
All these kids that call in.
This is why the world's going to hell. You know what I mean?
They're very strange young men. All
very weird parenting. As long as you're happy, Wyatt.
I wanted the last thing that I said to be.
Oh no.
The word crisp starts at the back of your mouth and ends at the front.
Thank you.
Bee-bum.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point in your rambling, incoherent response were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points, and may God have mercy on your soul.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Yes, this is Nathan.
Hello, Nathan.
My favorite, secret crush of people wouldn't guess, assuming she's still alive, which I don't know, would be Dr. Ruth Westheimer.
I think she is alive. Now, why? Tell me why you think she's so hot.
I would have to imagine that woman could do some amazing things in the bedroom, even being like 90 years old.
She does know how to give advice, you know, on how to touch different places in different ways and things.
But yeah, I mean, that's the main reason. I just have to imagine she'd be a wild ride.
I mean, you live out in what part of town do you live in?
Gibsonton.
Oh, dude, there's plenty of old broads out there to know how to get around.
There's lots of people with body defects, so it'll be easy to
swallow. Oh, yeah, you're near the Kearney area, right? So you can probably get
you're right around the corner.
Yeah, some lobster hands to give you like a little lobster handy or something.
They feel like a different person each time.
Yeah, I like that. That's weird, dude. All right, man. Well, go bang a fat lady with a beard and have a great night.
All right.
Later, dude. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Hey, Johnny. I know one call, one show, but I'm watching Melania Trump right now.
Yeah?
She's either alien or robot. There is no other choice.
Human.
No.
Why? What's wrong with her?
I don't believe so. She hardly blinks. She's not speaking in tones. It's like she's been recorded and just the way – watch it, dude. The way she looks, it's creepy.
I'm working right now.
Cherokee, how do you know Carla?
I'm not getting into the Carla.
Yes, you are. Yes, you are.
You tell us or we're hanging up.
Yeah.
I hung up, man. I'm not playing this Carla game with him. You know what I mean?
I want to know how he knows Carla.
Mm-hmm. We'll find out in the news when it comes out. You know what I mean?
Cherokee probably killed her. That's probably why he doesn't want to say that. He's probably the one who did it.
Johnny B. Shaw, how can I help you?
Hey there. This is Marine Rob.
Oh, thank God you called in. Please bring some levity.
You were talking about celebrity crushes.
Yeah.
And God rest her soul, my favorite one was Joan Rivers.
Oh, really? Can we talk?
Sure.
No, that's what she said.
Oh.
Got you, Rob.
You did. She never aged. Not at all.
Well, she's dead.
Well, she had a lot of plastic surgery, too.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh.
Yeah, she's dead as hell. Yeah. Didn't her daughter die? Or have some weird happen to her too, like
Melissa?
Yeah, I think maybe she died of some weird plastic surgery accident.
Yeah, wasn't she like a news person? Maybe she did. No, she's still alive.
Oh.
She just kind of disappeared.
Oh. Hey Rob. What's going on? What's going on with my gig at the VFW? Yeah.
I haven't heard back from the guy.
Sons of bitches. All right. Well, thanks.
I tried.
All right, man.
Bye. Bye.
727-579-1025 800-771-1025.
What about the Fanta girls? Remember them?
Yeah, but they're not girl next door. They were just hot.
They were just hot chicks.
Ass.
Oh,
Hispanic women.
You want just girl next
I'm talking door. Like on sitcom, you know, like girls that people wouldn't consider like, you know, the hot girl, but you're like, yeah, I wanted it. You know what I mean? Mm. Johnny B. Shaw, how can I help you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey.
Weird crush. I wanted to let you know the second oldest on Modern Family always had a thing for her.
Oh, man. Trying to think of her name.
She had giant ones, and she had to have reduction surgery. Like, she's too big for her britches.
Man, we really love boobs, don't we, fellas?
Yeah, big mommy milkers.
Yeah.
It wasn't her. It's just like, I worked with a girl, and she was a bartender, and I'm like, she goes, some guy just told me I look like that girl on Modern Family, and it wasn't the hot one. And I go, which one? She goes, that one. And I go, that one's much hotter than the one that you think's the hottest one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm right there with you, buddy. Do you remember Facts of Life?
Yes.
Who is your favorite of all the girls on Facts of Life?
Joe?
Wow. Yep. Okay, not me, because she was like a tomboy. But always.
But when she dressed up, she looked good.
Yeah, like everybody always says Blair. I wanted Natalie, dude. I thought Natalie was the most attainable. She had a cute little smile. She was the chubby one. And then second was Tootie, 100% Tootie.
Yeah, Tootie. Yeah.
Because Tootie had big old boobies also.
And a big old butt.
Hell yeah. Roller skating all around the house looking all hot and whatnot. All right,
Johnny. Great show. Thanks for entertaining me tonight, buddy.
Thanks, man. Have a good night. 727-579-1025 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
This is Daryl.
Hey, Daryl.
Hey, did you see that sunset? I'm coming back from Clearwater heading to Newport Richey. The one that looked like God was giving us a high five. Is that the one you were talking about?
Yeah, it's on my Instagram right now, dude. I took it with my phone was on the dash of the car, and I just like started. I opened up my phone app and took like several pictures, and then when I got to the studio, I cropped it out. I got a message, by the way. Yeah, it's really crazy looking, wasn't it?
That was awesome. I got some nice, you know, mini waves because of the way the swell was and all that.
Yeah.
But Tootie, absolutely.
Yes.
She was, you know, the crush off that show.
Yeah.
Natalie wasn't really my type. Whatever. Joe. I was too young. You know, I was born in 71, and she just looked like she would hurt me. But
well, we're like the same age.
My forbidden crush, though, Barbara Eden. I mean, I hate to admit it.
Oh, my God, dude. That is not a hidden crush. Everybody wanted to bang Jeannie.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Just that look and those clothes. Oh, my God.
Dude, I would have climbed in that bottle with her. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Make me a genie. We'll have some fun here.
Larry Hagman tearing that ass up.
Right on.
Later,
bro.
Be
safe, guys.
Yeah, later. 727-579-1025. 800-771-1025. Yeah, I think most of the girls that I felt that way kind of coming up was like the sitcom girls. Like we were talking about last week, like I really, really liked Laura from Family Matters.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, sure.
I thought she was just fine. Mm-hmm. And then, who was
that? I liked Martin's wife from Martin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, crap. What's her name? Tia something.
Yeah. She's still.
She was Gina on Martin.
Yeah, but... Gina. Yeah. Also, what's her name? The older sister on Fresh Prince, the bougie one.
Oh, yeah. Hillary.
Hillary. God damn. Hillary's fine, boy. She was so fine. So fine.
Winnie Cooper.
Yeah. Yeah. And what's her name? Braveheart, Justine Bateman.
Who's that?
What?
Justine Bateman.
Yeah.
I don't know who that is.
You don't know who she is?
I'm
Jason Bateman's sister.
I didn't know he had a sister.
Yeah, she was on with Michael J. Fox and them in that sitcom. Family Ties.
Oh, Family Ties.
Yeah, she was the older sister.
Okay.
She was fine. She was fine.
Sorry.
I believe I got that right. Johnny B. Show, how can I help you? Hello.
Hello.
Hey, man. What's up?
What's going on?
What you doing?
That's right.
It really ruins the show when people do their last hit of heroin and call us. You know what I mean?
Just saying goodbye.
I don't want to
saying
be the last.
Goodbyes.
I don't want to be the last person you talk to.
Overdose.
I don't want that.
Bye bye, Dingleberry.
It bothers me so much. All right, let's take a break. I gotta text this family and tell them what happened. Very, very sad. One more hour to go. Wait. Look at this. Look at this call. Oh, my God. Johnny B. Show. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Johnny B. This is Morning Rob. How are you?
Oh, I'm great, dude. Thanks for calling, Rob.
Hey, listen. Everyone knows the hottest girl on Facts of Life was Mrs. Garrett.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. She can make you cookies.
But even hotter than her was the housekeeper on Different Strokes. Man, that woman was smoking.
It's the same broad.
What?
Yeah, dude. Same lady.
I gotta go.
Okay.
Johnny B. Show, who it is?
This is Justin. What's up, Johnny?
Oh, what's up, bro?
Not much, man. That was me. I was on hold, and you were talking about something else. Man.
Oh, thank God you took some Narcan and called us back. What's going on?
Not much, man. I had to listen to the Lightning game on 970 today, man. Yeah. I didn't get to catch the beauty of your show.
Dave Mishkin.
We won, thank God.
Yeah.
But other than that, man, are you coming to Bradenton anytime soon, man? I live over here in Palmetto.
Yeah, I want to.
I just want to catch one of your shows.
I want to. If nobody calls me in the next 3 or 4 days, I'm going to start setting up shows in parking lots. I'm not even kidding. You're in Palmetto. I know the people over at Detweiler's.
Yeah,
I'm going to tell them to.
Detweiler, yeah. Where Peggy's is, right?
Yeah, dude.
Peggy's Corral?
Yeah.
I literally live right across the street.
Well,
like,
there you go.
Literally, it takes me 30 seconds to walk there.
Maybe I'll do a show at Peggy's Corral. I'll do a show anywhere. I'm ready. Like I said, I'm ready to do one in a grocery store parking lot. I am sick of not being on stage and hanging out with my funny friends and doing great shows, and it's going to start happening.
Oh, I appreciate it, Johnny B, man. Thank you so much, man.
All right, bro. Stay tuned, bro. Later.
Have a good night.
Yep.
Bye.
There you go. So glad he's not dead of heroin. Good God, I almost messaged his mom. That would have been weird.